weird questions one on here? Yes, I did. Let's see. This, all right. I don't like these morbid ones. All right, I'll ask you this.
Morbid
ones? Yeah, because, all right, there's this one to be like, which one would you choose? Be alive and alone or about to die with a group of friends? I was like, is there a good one? I mean, I can be alone for a long time, but not forever. Like if you like and then die with a group of friends, are we all about to die? And that's not, neither one of them sound fun. Like, I'm good on that. All right, what music would you choose to play every time you walk into a room?
What music? So like what genre of music?
Yeah, it should not say, like it actually should have said song. I want to pick a song. Let me hold.
I'm gonna say, like, what is your theme song? My genre will probably be some type of R&B because I'm just an R&B girl.
Let me look. If I do it, if it's this year, why am I better?
If we're speaking currently.
That got some joints on that. What's that called? Schoolboy Q, Blue Lips. Some couple of joints on there. You know what song I like? Oh, you know what song I really like? I like that 21 Savage.
21.
I like that. I picked that for the song. But you brought up R&B. I'm glad you did because it was on my list of things to ask you about. Tank, the R&B singer, made a statement about rappers in R&B. Did you see this statement?
I did not.
Well, Tank says that Fabulous is the best rapper to rap over R&B beats or R&B songs. I guess like R&B features or something like that. What say you? And where do you rank Mr. Fabulous? F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
I'm like Fabulous on R&B songs. I feel like I need to go look up Fabulous discography or something. Because all I'm thinking about is Lil Mo and Tamia.
See, here's the thing. Because for me, I understand why you would put Fabulous there. So, all right. Yeah. Tank sparks debate after claiming nobody raps better on R&B beats than Fabulous. Because I think Fabulous, more so than other R&B, rappers, actually plays to your beat. So, then I'm going to let you go. His flow will actually go to that guitar. In it. One. Two. He stays on topic.
Now that I'm going to give you because nothing bother me more than a rapper who get on there and talk about something completely opposite like, of what the fuck the song is about.
Did you listen to the song?
No. They was like, this the beat, this the verse here. What's the name of the song? Okay, I'm going to just throw that word in there a couple of times.
Yeah, because Jay Valentine said Fab may be the best R&B rap collaborator of all time. And then that's when Tank said nobody raps on R&B better than Fabulous. I saw some people throw out Wale. I do enjoy Wale, but his sometimes he does too. The spoken word doesn't fit every feature he does. And you're like, that didn't work. Who else was up there with? Because I don't like Drake when he does, because most of the time he won't do it or he'll sing too. And I'm like, she's the person you collaborate is singing. We don't need you to sing with this. Wayne has a few, but Wayne is Wayne. He'll do his own thing on that beat.
I don't know if this count because they was technically his song with R&B hooks, but I feel Ja Rule had a whole career.
So for this one, it's like if it's featuring Ja Rule, which is really the Jennifer Lopez featuring Ja Rule song, which would fall into this, but nobody really grabbed him that much because it was like, is the Mary J. Blige song her song or his song?
I can't stand that goddamn song.
The Rain song?
Yes! I hated it.
Yeah, see, Fab might be it. I think what's name could have been there. See, they put Rick Ross. Rick Ross has one flow. Mace, not enough in the catalog. Mace was on his way, but Mace also has a certain flow, too. I can see Wale.
You know what? What was I listening to? I was listening to a Mace song. Which one was it? either way, I've listened to it and I'm like, people, this is not me, but did we consider Mace as a talented rapper? Like, he got bars. Like, did we do that?
I did. There was some joints on there.
Like, I always liked Mace, but I don't think I paid enough attention to his verses to say he was spitting. Whereas I felt like Mace was just like, it was easy music to listen to. Like, I like to call it friendly hip hop.
Friendly hip hop.
Yeah, what like Mace, he said some Mace stuff, but because maybe though? I can't think of which. It was a commercial one, though. It was a single. I can't think of which one it was. But I'm like, you know, he was rapping, and because he's so like chipper or happy or like however you want, like his delivery, it never really seemed like it was out of pocket, even though some of the stuff that Mace would say would be like, nigga. But like, it just came off like, hey, it's like, it was just bopping.
There's two songs on Harlem World that I added to my workout list. One of them is Niggas Wanna Act.
And if you ever out trying to find me, I think I should warn you. I get hard when I want to. Angeletti, bad boy, niggas ain't ready. Yo, you the type of cat in the building holding the cracks. Slants on the niggas on the corner holding the gags. Nigga come through, a nigga kill, never blow back. You the nigga never did, but seem to know.
So these is album cuts. I guess maybe I'm thinking of singles.
Time and I greet them with the nine if they ever keep his mind. Once I lose, I get low. Put a fool in the yoke. Two to a stoke. Take a juice in his coat. More than likely, you ain't got the like me. And this might be the last time I take you nicely for my legion. Fill up the season and starts.
This one with DMX. But also, on the album, he talks about why his style is different. So, his original name when he was with Children of the Corn with Cam'ron and Big L was Murder Mace. And he says it on one of the songs, like, I
remember that.
P.
And
Diddy
I remember being
pretty.
Like, really? I remember being like, really? Murder Mace, like that is not what I saw for you.
Let's see. Do they have which one? Does he go first on this one?
Jacob. Hey yo, Jada kissing Mace about the rocks. This what's the sheet loose gonna grab it again? Word up.
Buster.
Oh, come over here, son.
This was the days when you go to the radio station, you had to rap.
We won't stop. LOX, we don't stop.
Why?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yo, lately, the niggas that snake me, just make me. Wanna send them heat without AC. Uh-huh. You think some sweet, you taste me. How much you really want it? Enough to put a mill on it or your deal on it?
What?
This shit Cancun, guess who I'm going with?
What?
My own fella, see I pay my own trip. Make my own chips and cop my own six. Knock my own, like I'm on my own.
Dick. Yeah, I grew up with that Mace. I was like, the album was cool, but I was like, oh no, I used to know he could spit. Then he left. He van to Atlanta, as Cam'ron said. And then the rest was... He came back. I mean, he dissed Cam'ron with some lies. It was funny. He made up that Cam'ron had a sister. He's like, I don't have a sister. Mace has a sister. And now they're together. And I'm so mad that it took them so long to reconcile, because they're a great team together. All that off of the music. See how we got there? That was awesome.
Yes. All of that.
Oh, last weekend. Do you lie to people? This is a real question. Do you lie to people? I realize I lie to people sometimes.
I'm like, depending, possibly, yeah.
I lie to people to make them feel good about themselves, right? Mm. I go to work today, I'm talking to the lunch lady, and she's talking about how we had to spring forward. And she was like, oh, this sucks, and blah, blah, blah. I'm still not adjusted. Are you adjusted? I was like, nah. But I wanted to be like, yeah, this shit didn't bother me. I'm over. I've been doing this shit for 42 years. I don't care about this anymore. It sucks that first day. You're a little thrown off. But it's Thursday, y'all. So I was like, I just said it. So
yeah, I don't know how after day one you still fucked up. Like, I got to be honest with that. Like, I can get being like, the day one you be like, fuck, it's later than I thought it was, or mentally. Like,
yeah.
If after that, I'm going to even give you day two. And I only say that is because you look like right now, I'll come outside at 6:30. You're like, shit, it's still light outside. We really did spring forward. You know, like, it would be dark at this time. But I'm not exhausted or nothing. Like, after day one and a half, what are you talking about?
That's how I felt. And I was like, I just really was like, no, you're right. Yep, I feel some type of way. But this weekend, let me be honest with you guys. I don't want to lie to you. I watched all but one of the Oscar nominees. I have not seen Zone of Interest yet. I'll still watch it. And Sarah looked at me and said, why are you watching these movies? You're not going to watch the Oscars. I said, you know what? I just want to have an opinion on this, right? So when I see the winners, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I ended up watching 2/3 of the Oscars, and it was actually a pretty good show. It moved at a good pace. It started early.
How do you move at a good pace and still be 3.5 hours long?
You know what? Because I said I seen 2/3. I only saw the I saw the bottom part. I didn't see from the beginning of it. I know they did start early.
Me and my guy was watching it, right? And the first, we watched most of it. We probably watched 90% of it.
Okay.
But I said like the first hour or maybe the first 30 minutes of, we was also watching a basketball game. So we was like flipping between the Oscars and a basketball game. And when we realized that team was going to lose, we just stayed on the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
And so we're watching it. And I'm like, it started at 6, I believe. So it was about 7. And I was just like, this is so pointless.
But, see, all right, I cannot imagine. Well,
I say that meaning like it's so long with no real entertainment.
Other than the songs for the Oscars. And if you wasn't feeling any of those as bops.
Listen, like, I like the Ken section because I like Ryan Gosling and I like the Barbie movie. The one girl who came out there with the cheering, I was like, you could have kept this.
Oh, Becky G? Was that Becky G that had the children? I think it might have been
Becky. I don't remember, but she could have kept that. I don't remember no other damn performances, if I'm being honest. And then Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel.
I liked his Trump speech thing. That was funny. I missed his opening, so I don't know what his opening speech was. But y'all sat here for 3.5, probably longer, if we're being honest, because I don't think they air every award on the show. I don't know how that worked. There's no real entertainment. And you want me to sit here for damn near 4 hours for you to tell me some shit I already fucking knew.
So here's the thing about it. I can't imagine watching the Oscars, because it's something I don't do, and haven't seen none of the movies that were nominated. But you saw Barbie, right? That's the only one you saw.
It's the only one I saw.
Yeah. So throughout the night, you know, when Cord won for American Fiction, I was like, yes, I seen American Fiction. When Emma Stone won for Poor Things, I was like, yeah, I can see it. Here's why. She was a lead, and she was going against Lily Gladstone. There was also a lead, quote, a Jace. If you watch Killers of the Flower Moon, there really isn't a female lead. She probably should have been a supporting, but I'm glad she wasn't, because she might have beat Divine, Joy Rand. She gave a great speech. I was happy for her because I see when you see the movies, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That works. So it's a different kind of perspective when you watch it other than like, what's going on? I guess that's
good. I was watching Here's the Thing podcast with Kev on stage and that chick Angel.
Okay.
And that chick Angel was like, Emma Stone won. And she was like, nothing against Emma Stone. I think she's a good actress. But she is the most underwhelming actress ever. She was like, I don't get why.
Did she watch Poor Things, though?
Did she watch? I forgot what she said, if she watched it or not. But she was, no, she did. She was like, I don't need to see it to know what kind of performance
Yes, you do. I don't know that chick Angel, but yes, you do. Like, Sarah's up halfway through it. She's hooked. I'm like, no, Poor Things is a movie you got to see.
She was just like, but see, unless you like really make me feel like you had to act and connect to this character in a way that I ain't never seen you act and connect before.
She needs
before,
to watch it. I hope she watches it.
I ain't here for it.
I hope she watches it. See, I never seen La La Land. I'm sure I'm
pulled up. I never seen La La Land. I don't plan to. I'm telling you, I don't be into these Oscar movies, honey.
Let me see.
It'd be wild because I feel like when these movies come out, they're nothing to talk about.
See, here's the thing. With the Oscars, I'm going to tell y'all to watch 3 fucking movies, and that's it. Watch Poor Things. Watch American Fiction.
I want to watch American Fiction. I want to watch Oppenheimer, too.
Sarah was like, I'm going to watch Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon in one weekend. I was like, good luck. That's 6 hours of your little life. Go ahead and drop that off. Because what is the runtime on Killers of the Flower Moon is 206 minutes. And Oppenheimer runtime is
3 hours.
Yeah, 180 minutes. So one is three and a half, one is 3 hours. Yeah, you don't need, you don't need to watch Maestro. You've seen Barbie, you cool. Then if you want Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon, just to be in a part of the conversation. And that's why, like, I'm able to talk about it now. Like, I don't have to say.
I ain't even seen no trailers of it. Like, I seen a trailer for American Fiction and obviously Barbie and Oppenheimer. The other movies, I didn't know nothing about, like, never even heard of these movies.
The Holdovers, also another good movie, but y'all can wait till Christmas. It's a Christmas movie. Next year, this Christmas, watch it. So yeah, wait till next Christmas. Zone of Interest, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Zone of Interest, Anatomy of the Fall, and Past Lives are foreign films. You're going to read subtitles. I'm giving you that heads up right now. if you don't want to read no subtitles. But yeah, that's it. I thought it was a solid award. And now I'm going to be smarter this year. And watch movies as they come out. I don't want to wait and try to watch a bunch of movies.
Don't wait till the last minute to try to binge them all.
I'm like, nah, I can't do all that. That is not going to work. But yeah, the camp performance is great. I'm glad that Ryan went all in, brought the ladies in on it too. That was dope. I'm glad that the other Ken actors were there to do it.
But also, I'm like, why did the Barbie movie get even up for Oscars? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a debate too. Yeah, I agree. But when Margot didn't get nominated, I was like, but Ken does have the arc. You are you throughout this movie. Ken is the one that goes from this to that to this to like, oh, he has.
What I said was, I was like, I don't know about this movie in general, but I guess if I really look back at it, I have never disliked Ryan Gosling in anything. He genuinely made me not like him.
So maybe you have to watch La La Land. him and Emma Stone is in that movie.
I was so annoyed with Ken. I was like, Ryan. Sir, you're doing your job because you is pissing me off, buddy.
All right, let's talk about a movie that's probably not going to be nominated for an Oscar. Someone is making a movie about Reese Atisa and is headed to Tubi. It don't take that long to do these Tubi movies.
Apparently not. 2 weeks and I got
the new low budget flick from Alvin Gray's 9 out of 10 Productions film is titled The Wife That Didn't Know Who She Married. Oh my God. That's like when you go to the cereal aisle, instead of getting Rice Krispies, you get crispy rice. Like,
you didn't even do a good name. Here's my thing. I know you're probably very excited that they want to take your story and put it in a movie. I would be shopping the shit out of that shit though. Like, nah, it's gonna have to be done right.
And this is how this listen to, cause Tubi.
Also, do I need a movie at this point? I know what that's the thing. Story.
But Tubi's going to Tubi, and that's going to, I think people are going to be like,
I wouldn't want my shit on Tubi.
Nah. She got an agent. I heard about that.
But I also saw she was at Netflix headquarters.
I don't know what you're doing there for. Like, you let the agent, CAA agent, do the work. Fuck, you need to make
I seen that like, she supposed to be in that Netflix. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I know she was at Netflix. So. Who is we working with? The way I'm finna shop my shit. Ayo, Issa, what can you do with this? Ava, what can you do with this?
Was Ava the
Shonda,
one?
Shonda, what can you do with this?
Yeah, you got
to. I'm not going to Tubi.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Cheap.
Hell, Candy Burris, can you do with this?
How many times we sit there and you like, oh, I got a great idea. I'm going to hold it. Because if I say it on here, somebody going to take it. She put it out so people gonna take it. Like, could you imagine whatever great movie you love that somebody had did it on Instagram? Like, man, they gonna take that shit. You sat there and be like, so I'm thinking about like these wars that happen in the stars, and there's this one guy who lives on a farm. His name is Luke, and like you gave out the whole movie, and they think somebody's gonna take it. Your video is not a copyright. that'll work.
That part.
So like, she should have like, y'all.
It will be an interesting story to see on screen. If I'm being honest, you probably could have gave this one to Tyler Perry. It would have been Why did I get married part three?
There you go.
Whole new cast.
Exactly. Could have done it.
Because why the fuck did I get married to you?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Oh man, hold up. Do I have this other story here? Yes. Well, we talk about, I came across this story about a woman who blocked a man after he paid for an expensive first date. So she, where did she meet this dude? A woman received praise for prompting the end of the date. Oh, I guess on Reddit. What's it called? Give me that. What is this Reddit called? Give me that. I want it now. Oh, okay. She goes, I was invited on a date and he asked me, what's your favorite restaurant? My honest answer was, my favorite restaurant is a bit expensive for a first date. But I still told him because, well, I thought it was cool and I truly love the place. So I tell everyone about it. So they'll go. So she suggested more budget-friendly spots, but he still took her there. So she's like, yo, we have apps, we got drinks, we have dinner, we have a conversation, we have dessert, good time. From her perspective, this means we ran up a serious bill. Now it's time to pay. We do the check dance, sort of. I say, oh, separate checks. He also says, separate checks. So like, all right, we cool. When the bill comes, they both put down their cards. As he glanced at her car, she sends his intense stare fixed upon it. So she goes and says, it's not that I think he's on some number. He's a number savant where he was stealing my info or looking at my card. It wasn't even his little comment of, oh, now I finally know your last name, which I, of course I wouldn't tell him before. It was the game he played. So when the server came back, the dude ended up paying for both with his card. And she's like, first of all, the server was annoyed. Like, fuck, you have me split this bill and you're going to do it. And she was like, and because at first I read this, I was like, this sounds crazy. Why did she stop? She's like, because I felt like he was testing me. Like, he was. So you're not a gold digger. He's, cool. Yeah,
he was testing her. That's exactly what this sounded like.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm good on that. And I was like, you know what? That's right. That's what he was doing. And like, and no, we don't need to play the games. Like, fam, first of all, I told you my expensive restaurant and I didn't want to go. And your ass took me here and then was shocked that I was going to pay because you thought I was on some gold digger type mess. So, yeah, I applaud Shorty for blocking dude. You know where they can't go anymore? Boston where? Market, yo. There's like only 27 left.
What really? Happened?
Yeah. I watched a documentary, like a little mini one that's on YouTube. It was like, yeah, Boston Market is down to 27. They said one of the reasons Boston Market failed is because when they had came out, maybe it was late 80s, early 90s, they had the rotisserie chicken game on lock, right? So, but
they did. Costco, now everybody got a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, Costco and Sam's Club has a rotisserie chicken for $5. And it was like, people just went there. So you didn't have to do this anymore.
And get you some Bob Evans mashed potatoes or macaroni. Ooh. Get you a little, let me tell you the best $20 meal you gonna do. Get you a rotisserie chicken. They got flavors. Now you can get the lemon pepper. You get low sodium. You can get, like they got options, okay?
Yeah.
You get you a rotisserie chicken. You get you one of them Bob Evans mashed potatoes. I just tried their macaroni for the first time. It's okay. But I either like the garlic mashed potatoes or the sour cream and chives. Get you one of them baggable, steamable veggies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, dinner. Yeah, yeah.
Dinner.
Yeah. That sounds good. So 2020, they had about 346 Boston Markets. At the start of 2023, they had 300. Now they're down to 27.
It's crazy. Over.
Man.
My friend be wanting the Boston Market all the time, especially because they be having like the buy one, get half off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the meals.
Yeah, we don't have any Boston Markets near us. Boston Markets and Quiznos. I never even got Boston Market. I had Quiznos before.
I used to love me some Quiznos.
I was so mad. Quiznos was really good.
They call me Quiznos Subs.
Yep, Quiznos was really good. It was just that their gimmick could be copied. It's like we had hot subs. And I'm like, Subway, it was like, say less, right?
That didn't taste the same.
That's true. But then they dropped those mole rats to advertise, and I was like, fam, no, don't.
Those are some interesting creatures. I ain't gonna hold you. I used to be like, what? I'm going to get some Quiznos.
Oh man, we already talked about Tank. Oh, you got any plans for St. Patrick's Day weekend? Nope. You ain't gonna go see the Green River, nothing like that?
Nope.
Go drinking. Why does this seem like any...
Well, I do have plans, but they are not St. Patty's Day related.
They're just weekend plans.
They're just weekend plans.
Any plans for Pi Day as we're recording this on? March 14th? No. What is your favorite pie? Dessert pie first.
Key lime pie.
Key lime. I am a apple slash pecan pie person. And what is your favorite pizza pie? Me, I am a pepperoni sausage bacon. What say you as your toppings?
Pepperoni sausage green peppers.
That's a good pizza too. I like green
peppers. Sometimes jalapenos. If I don't get green peppers, I get jalapenos.
Jalapenos is flame. I do that at the crib. Like if we get a frozen pizza, I throw a little cup of jalapenos, a little cheese on
as
top of
it. As you should.
And just melt that and be all good with it. Oh, I guess I'm laughing because I said St. Patrick's Day. Oh, well, I'm clicking it off the list. And now we can talk about power because they had good news and bad news. So Starz is following in the footsteps of AMC. At one point, AMC was like, yo, we got Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Walking Dead, Walking Dead, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Walking Dead. Walking Dead.
Right. And now there's a new power coming called Power Origins, which is going to be focusing on a younger Tommy and Ghost. And then the next day they said, we done with Power Book 2 Ghost, the Tyreek one after season 4. And Tyreek mad.
He said, I found out when y'all found out. I ain't know shit about this. I'd be mad as hell. So you don't want to give me no heads up before you make some type of announcement? Can I prepare myself for this?
You would think.
I do think that's disrespectful.
Yeah. You owe me the courtesy to give me a heads up. I think he even said, we were just in your office a month ago. Y'all talking about how y'all love everything and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's going to end. Are you still holding steadfast with you just watched the Tommy one? What is that one called? Force?
Force. Yeah. That's the only one I watch. I will probably watch the prequel, though.
I have a hard time with prequels because I know how it ends. So it bothers me.
That's true.
Only in those certain type of shows, right? I think a prequel comedy could work, right? But Power is kind of like, and I think this was smart about what Game of Thrones did, as they went 100-some-odd years back, so you really don't know. You just know one side of this Targaryen family is going to survive, but unless you look up the family tree, you don't know which. So it's a little bit of mystery there. When you have those high-stake dramas where anybody could die, and you take that out of it, it kind of defeats the problem. Like, well, I know Tommy and Ghost ain't getting no trouble. Like, it don't matter what happens here. Y'all are going to either, you're going to be in jail for a second, you ain't going to die.
I ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah. I didn't know that people were just that fascinated with those characters that you want. Because they did a Kanan one. I forgot what that one's called. So I guess
I forgot.
They go back so far that Kanan has not met with Tommy and Ghost.
Yeah, they like the 90s of Kanan or something like that.
All right. So there we go. And then I forgot to bring up last week that Avatar, Netflix is giving them 2 more seasons so they can finish
out. Yes, they are. Please do it right. Everybody has been anticipating a Toph. We've been trying to see a live-action Toph for forever. Like the movie came out and it was terrible, so we never made it to movie 2 where Toph would have came into play. Now we had this live-action, and y'all talk like y'all already filmed the shit. They ain't say, it wasn't like, oh, we did so well. They was like, nope, 2 and 3 is coming. Like, they said, they already recorded the shit. Yeah. So, make this right. And I think they already might have cast it, Tom. Maybe.
All right. Anything?
This going to make or break them, though. People been 50-50 on this first season. If you fuck up Toph, bruh.
Oh, yeah. Why do people keep asking Lil Mama about Jay-Z and Alicia Keys?
In the beginning, I was hurt. Tyrese called my phone as soon as I got home. He was like, bro, you ain't tell me you was performing? First of all, my heart is racing. I'm already mad embarrassed. I'm like, you crazy, Ty. Why would you say something like that? Performing. That's crazy. And I had to deal with like that lover on the radio in the morning, Wendy Williams, Angie Martinez, who she talked to Jay. Mm. And he was just like, yeah, you know, I didn't like it. And he was so angry. And I was just trying my best to do everything I could. After a while, I was like, forgive yourself, bro. Move forward.
That ain't make you like depressed or nothing?
Bro, I was hurt. I was depressed. I was like, yo, what's going on? And then you got everybody telling you like you're doing bad. People pointing at you like, what did you do?
That's a legitimate question. If Lil Mama was on this call right now, I would not ask her. Maybe you. I was like, you talked about this enough. I don't care about this. What's going on in your life right now? What do you got going? What's new with you? Instead of rehash or something, she got emotional. She's like, it hurts that Jay-Z never called her. I was like, why would Jay-Z call you? You should be calling him and apologize.
Why would Jay-Z call you for interrupting his shit?
Yeah, so she was on.
You sound insane.
On Jay Hill's podcast talking about it. I was like, and I get it. You asking her because you want this moment. You get this clip, it's running around everywhere. But sometimes people get like, yo, I talked about this 1,000 times. Yeah, I've talked about this on Breakfast Club. I talked about this. But how long? Forever? Like this?
Forever. Absolutely. That like that point took over your career so much that we don't think about no other music, no other thing. I mean, if I'm being honest, I really look, when I think of Lil Mama, I think about her great performance as Left Eye. I ain't gonna hold
yes.
you. Yes. She really did such a phenomenal job as Left Eye.
She did. She did a really good job. That was an underrated TV movie.
Yeah.
It was an underrated TV movie. Oh, man. All right. Do we got anything before we get into... Oh! All right. Let's do the quickies before we get into Potomac.
Let's do the what, man?
All right. So when I do chapters, it will be like St. Patrick's Day, Spring Forward, blah, blah. Usually I do Real Housewives of Potomac. And if we talk about anything afterwards, it goes in the quickie section because we talk about it, you know, headline, blah, blah. So a couple of things. We got the album title for Beyonce's new album. It's called Cowboy Carter. It's dropping
it's
March
29th. It's the song. It's the playlist for me, child.
The playlist? What are you talking about?
The song list? I meant song list. The title
the
of the song.
List?
Have you...
Track list?
Track list. That's what it's called.
I haven't seen this track list. Is this official?
I'm not quite sure. The person who posted it said they had got it off of Twitter. And they said, I don't know if this is the exact thing. But if this is it.
No. Yeah, because if you go to Genius, they only have two songs. Texas Hold'em is 60
I mean, yes,
characters.
We understand that.
No, I'm However. Saying Genius only has the two tracks. So it's not, what you're about to say is not official. But go ahead. That's what I'm about to say.
I wanted to see if I could find that track list.
I'm pretty sure they put Jolene on there.
Yes, they did. It was a... Fudge. I don't even know how to find it. What's the album called again? Carter.
Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter. Let's see.
Let's see.
Okay. So for this hypothetical track list, the first song is called Deep South. Second would be Take My Man, parentheses Jolene. Three would be Texas Hold'em. Four is called Furs. Five is called Star Spangled Breast, which I was like, what? Six was Mirror Image. Seven was H-Town Hussy. Eight is Parallel. Nine is Dance With Me. 10 is Paris Has Burned. 11 is Devotion. 12 is The Two of Us. 13, All the Years I Yearn. 14 is 16 Carriages.
Nah, we
and the
up.
Way it looks,
we gotta get up to 16.
That.
We gotta get up to 16. I'm not going.
16. I'm not saying the way it looks, and that obviously this could be photoshopped.
Yeah,
but it looked like her website kind of. Let's see.
We'll see. Well, if you're right, you heard it here first.
if this is correct, I'm very intrigued about H-Town Hussy.
Yeah. How you feel about like her doing two genres you're not the biggest fan of? They had their house music and now country music.
Uh-uh. I mean, I like a few country songs.
Okay. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That's your joint.
It's country R&B to me, and I like R&B, so.
So it works. They be telling stories on there, too.
You said what?
They be telling stories.
They do. They really do.
Like, what is going on here? Oh, and then what were your thoughts on these pictures that these fans are paying for? I got to go to my angel desk, the Trey Songz angel desk. What are you thinking about these Trey Songz pictures?
I ain't seen these.
Oh.
I know nothing of what you speak of. What I do know is that apparently Keisha Cole came here on concert and Trey Songz opened up for her and people was very upset at Keisha Cole because she was trash and everybody said Trey Songz did his motherfucking thing. And I'm talking about everybody was saying Trey Songz did his motherfucking thing and was like, they should have had Trey Songz close out the show and not Keisha Cole. That's all I got.
What?
That's all I got. I was like, well. And then the funny thing about it, I was like questioning if I would go see Trey Songz in concert nowadays. But literally everybody was like, Trey Songz did his Mickey Ficky thing.
I've seen Trey Songz once when he first came out.
I was like, is he still yodeling? Is the question.
I mean, so these pictures, I want you to take a good look. This was on Shade Room. And let me know what you think and which ones you would take if you were to pay a little extra for these pictures. For these meet and greets. It's an up close and personal meet and greet with his fans in Baltimore.
Okay, the girl with the shorty burgundy sparkly dress. I will take a picture like that.
Okay. All right. Look like y'all finna go to prom. I got you.
That's it.
Okay. You wouldn't even do the I don't want to say this girl's white because she looked like she looking.
I was wondering if she was white. Ashley Darby. Too.
You want to do the heart?
She's giving casket ready. I don't know.
Yeah. Death becomes her. Well, all right.
It's a little corny for me.
Like, he had to pick this shorty up, though, with the blonde hair. She got looking at her, and the other girl bending over. Like, what are we doing?
Let me tell you something. For, like, 2.3 seconds, I thought the young lady he picked up was a man.
Oh, yeah, because it's from the side profile. Does it? If you don't see that front page, I can see that.
Yeah, the side profile one.
Yeah.
I pulled it. I zoomed in. Like, wait a minute.
Hold up now. Trey not like jock?
Like, how much you getting paid? He ain't jocking it around here. He's like, you pay me, I'm taking it. Let's go. I'm going to
take these pictures. Don't worry about it. All right. How come you, I don't want to say how come. How much money do you think a woman would make if she did these pictures? Like if SZA was like, you could stand behind me. You could pick me up. You know, because they was coming at Karrueche. Because she's selling feet pics on OnlyFans. And I was like, so what? Who cares about this? And they were trying to call her broke. And she's like, I'm not broke. It's just the number one fetish. And if y'all want to pay for it, knock yourself out. All right. Real Housewives of Potomac time. Potomac time. I feel like there's a few things we should talk about with this episode. I like the fact that Kiarna has her own little med spa. She invited the ladies over. Wendy and Candace establishing they are on good terms and to get their vaginas waxed and their arms
waxed.
Yeah. I like that Candace brought up that Chris says, now I can't use this as an excuse because women be like, oh, it's not neat down there. As if.
Don't no man care. So not a single man can trust me, been there, done that. They don't care.
They're like, wait, what? And the funny part about it is, if the woman cares so much, life be life. They're like, I have not had time to handle this. But That's true.
Like, I've been too busy to take care of this. Like,
after this episode, though.
And also, I ain't been getting it enough to take care of this. Ain't no purpose.
The forest has reclaimed the land. That I think more women will get it because it did seem like it was painless. And I was telling myself, I was like, you might as well just knock yourself out. If you want to get it. You know what I'm saying? It'll make no difference to me.
I mean, and eventually it don't come back.
Yeah.
Your legs are way to hell for so long. You'd be like, and follicles dead.
Yeah, they'd be like, all right, we good. We don't need to come back.
I need to go get, and not for that particular area, but because these little chin hairs be trying to come out, and I don't know why you want to be a beard so badly, but I don't need that in my life.
Anything before we get to, well, let's talk about Charisse throws this crab brawl.
Charisse was drunk.
But yeah, but there was no butter or no seasoning salt for this crab, and I think that's why
it wasn't a Bay seasoning in sight.
Yeah, y'all in Maryland, where y'all didn't have no Old Bay. But I think it's, that's probably why these women were drinking. So Candace and Robin have this back and forth. And I forgot to pull up, I'm pretty sure I got it in my notes somewhere, why Candace felt like, not Candace, what's her girl name? Robin. She had an excuse for sending the bloggers information. But so Candace was like, I have evidence of you sending our conversation to bloggers. And this is what the reality people do because they're trying to control their narrative. And it was supposed to be a gotcha moment for Candace as far as like, hey, you saying I went to social media, you be doing the same thing. Between all that yelling, nothing gets resolved.
Nothing got resolved, man.
Why not? This is when Charisse was like, this time y'all got to be friends. Y'all got to be friends. I'm like, oh my God. But speaking of friends, she invited Jackie to this dinner.
Jacqueline,
yeah. And she's still not over her and Mia falling out. Admits that she has given Mia passes due to the assault. And Mia confirms that she has been punishing Jacqueline for this situation that neither one of them can change. But here's the important part. Jacqueline didn't know for 2 years.
That's wild.
Ain't that, what?
That's wild. Your friend and you didn't even say shit to her about it?
Here's the thing. Wonder why. Do you think that she has something to do with it? But then why were you still friends with her?
Right.
Did you not want to mess up the relationship between her and her boyfriend who did this? I don't know. Doesn't forgive Mia's. She don't end up forgiving Mia's behavior and was like, you need to work on your temper. Some sound advice. Anything else that happened is, well, I guess we're going to see the Ashley Darby, what's it called? Darby and Giselle shit?
DNA.
Yeah. Oh, and I did like that Giselle had this send off with Grace and they gave us a little monster. It's amazing how little kids be like, oh, look at Tidy and I look at you, a young lady going off to college.
It's so weird because you be like, y'all ain't been on the air this long and they do.
Yeah. All right. Here's the thing that this I notice, and I don't know what this says about me. Why are Giselle's daughters all shorter than her? I don't understand this. I'm like,
and both of them are tall.
Yes.
Like Giselle and
Here's the thing.
Is tall.
Giselle could be 5'6" and stays in heels or whatever, but them kids are like 5'4" or 5'3", right? And her pastor, Brian or whatever. Yeah, well, that was, he's 5'10", 5'6", something like. So I'm like, that's rare that the daughters are shorter than the moms.
Still
like,
short, yeah.
I don't understand this at all. That's a little something I noticed. All right. That is it. We're heading into the weekend. I think I'm going to go to the movies and watch The Society of Magical Negroes.
I do want to see that.
It looks interesting. I might check that out this weekend.
You know what? Like, it's so weird. I don't go to the show. And when I don't go to the show to see quote unquote regular movies. Like anytime I go to the show, I'm going to see a Marvel movie.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm not going to just see something else. Like everything else, I'm like, y'all can put on TV or stream it or something. Why I gotta go get up and go to, I ain't seen no non-Marvel movie in the theater and I don't know how long.
Oh, I was doing all that last year. Oh, speaking of which, my niece went to go see Kung Fu Panda 4. She knew not to ask me. Cause she done messed up a couple of times at the movie theater. So I'm just waiting till she get a little bit older. All right. That is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Tech Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappity Chat at I Me Is With The Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website, 1515F. Check it out on the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye.